Good morning, my friends, and welcome to this special time together on the power of positive purpose. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont. Again, thanking you for sharing this time with me this morning as we move into this wonderful day. Let us do it with a very interesting and beautiful concept of self in action. And as we do, we begin to prove this higher understanding to ourself by way of consciousness, by right of consciousness. We find that we are moving from God through God to God, from intelligence through intelligence to intelligence. The power that made us out of itself says to us, if we listen to it, I am that which thou art that which I am. It sees and hears everything we do because it is everything we say and everything we do. It doesn't do anything to us, but it does do everything through us that we let go and let happen by right of consciousness. You see, my friends, mind makes the difference in your life and mine. Affirm today as we start this lesson, my consciousness is the starting point of all my experiences in life, all my experiences today, all my experience in this moment. Mind and consciousness are our most important possessions, my friends. It is what we really are. We are spirit having a human experience. This the great, the good, the wise of the age have taught us. It is a divine gift, and as we let go and begin to celebrate this divine gift, we find that our appreciation and respect for it automatically turns into an appreciation and respect for ourselves. I appreciate what I know I am. A mighty moving power of God, appreciate what you know you are today, my friends, a mighty moving power of God. You see, mind is the area of pure causation, the area of the birth of ideas, the area of the birth of new concepts of life. Our mind and emotions are here for us to do what? To use in right ways, to use in ways that work for the better. And if we make a mistake or use it in ways that produce less than the beautiful, all we have to do is stop and start something new. Now, how do we do that? I recommend you find the right teacher. I know many of you listening are involved in the New Thought teachings. There are Unity Churches, United Church of Religious Science, United Centers for Spiritual Living. If you're up in the Santa Rosa area, a great, great teaching up there in Petaluma, a wonderful Center for Spiritual Living, Oakland, San Francisco, San Jose, Fremont, where we are. I will say one thing about Fremont. We have 12 teachers here, or 12 of the finest New Thought teachers in this world are right here in Fremont, and we have daytime and evening classes. But again, find the right teacher. If you find the right teacher, you will discover that you are allowing yourself to explore the best of you by discovering a teacher that leads you to you, not to the teacher. Now, how do we determine which teacher and teaching deserves our attention and our respect? Emerson said, "Nothing is at last sacred but the integrity of your own mind." Both Marcus Aurelius and Epictetus taught that a change of opinion toward a circumstance changes that circumstance as far as the individual is concerned. Now, I would like you to think of something in your life today that needs a change for the better, and allow yourself or give yourself permission to change your opinion about it. It was William Shakespeare who said, "There is nothing either good or bad, but thinking makes it so." Now, what's the matter with most people? Erasmus said, and I could hear you say, "Well, who's Erasmus?" Erasmus was a great German scholar. He lived from 1466 to 1536. And here are his words. "Finally," he said, The mind of man is so constructed that it is taken far more with disguises than it is with realities. Now, how many know that your reaction to the world around you may very well be nothing more than a reaction to the disguise or the definition you're giving it? Because however you define yourself, that definition looks out of your eyes, sees your world, and proclaims that the world is what it sees. Yet somebody standing next to you may have a very different self-definition and see the world in a very different way. You know, it's the idea, who likes tomatoes? Some do, some don't. Does that make the tomato bad or good? It doesn't make it anything but a tomato. The bad or good's in the person looking at it. Now, I'd like you to remember something today. I would like you to remember that if you practice daily at being a self-awake individual, you discover that your awakened state is constantly in the process of learning more and doing more. This, again, the great teachers have taught us. You could start today. You can start today by letting go and letting your mind transform your life. You can start today by going deep within yourself to discover the truth of yourself, to discover your mind in action. And when you know that there is an answer to any question, all you have to do is keep looking for it till you find it. But the thing is don't pursue it, because the pursuit of something is the affirmation that you are not one with it. What you need to do is allow yourself to discover that what you're looking for, you are looking with. The idea is to let it out, not get to it. Healthy thinking. Now, this is healthy thinking. And healthy thinking does what? It frees you from a false sense of guilt. It frees you from a false sense of limitation, doubt, fear. It frees you from a false sense of, I cannot deal with this, to the awakening that when I know what and who I am, I can move through anything and be unmoved by it. My friends, when you know what and who you are, you can move through anything and be unmoved by it. Remember, awakened inner power can never be lost. One day at the radio station, a minister came up to me and said, I hear your radio program and I really like it. I said, well, that's wonderful. I thank you. He said, I agree with almost everything you say, except you people believe you have choice. And I said, yes, that's true. And he said, I don't believe we have choice. And I reminded him that was his choice. I've had people come up and say, well, your belief, if you believe what you believe, you must be lost. And I will ask them, do you believe God's everywhere at once? Of course, they said, yes. And I point out to them, if God is everywhere at once, everywhere, everything, everything it has been, everything it will be, it's all happening at once in the mind of God. If God is everywhere at once, how in the world could we be lost? Now, I believe that we can be temporarily dislocated, but I think that temporary dislocation is nothing more than allowing ourselves to be hypnotized by yesterday and not waking up to the now we are in. It was Francis Wells who wrote this wonderful, wonderful poem. Listen to the words. It's called A Hymn to Myself. You are my father. You are my mother. My son, my daughter, my sister, my brother. We're one, you and I, in spirit and mind, and yet we are each of a kind, one of a kind. No one can replace us. No one ever will. Each of us has a place no other can fill, an integral part in an infinite plan that binds all to all in the family of man. There's no separation. There never could be. One. One. Ever one. I am you. You are me. We are one, my friends. And in this family of the human experience, as we celebrate the beautiful within ourselves, we honor the best of ourselves as we move forward. The mission statement of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont is joining as spiritual family to lovingly support spiritual ideas, to lovingly support the best within each other, to lovingly support the best within ourselves. What is your mission statement? As you move forward in life, allow yourself to maybe create a mission statement that says, I am right ideas in action. And what does that mean? Right ideas. Right ideas to transpose material objects into their spiritual equivalents. That's a right idea. You see, everything in the outer world, in the physical world, has a spiritual equivalent. And if we change the equivalent, the physical equivalent of the change happens. This does not deny the object. It affirms its spiritual cause. What if you could wake up today and know that your whole life is a spiritual cause? And if you come from spiritual cause or first cause in action, then you stop thinking like the world. You know, we're told thousands of years ago, be not conformed to the world, be transformed. How? By the renewing of our mind. Renewing of your mind is the activity of right ideas, because right ideas are forever improving themselves. Right ideas is nothing more than a correct idea, and correct ideas have the power not only to destroy that which appears to oppose them, but to establish themselves in our experience as a concrete fact. Right ideas destroy false beliefs, my friends. Just as the knowledge that 2 and 2 make 4 dissipates a belief that 2 and 2 makes 5, so a deep inner spiritual realization of harmony dissipates the negative. That's simple. Think of some negative you need to dissipate today. You can do it. Right ideas will do it. Right ideas enforce what? It enforces the law of mind. The law of mind in action, operating by way of the direction of clear thinking, is a beautiful, beautiful thing to experience. It. If you ever have the breakthrough and do it, you'll never go back to the other way. Clear thinking based upon the proposition that spirit constitutes the right idea, which uses the law of cause and effect for what? For a specific purpose. How about using the law of cause and effect for a spiritual and specific purpose today in your life? You see, this is scientific practice. There is a change for the better ready to happen in and as your world today. Whether it's a change in your health, a change in your happiness, a change in your relationships. I had 3 people today who were accepting what I'm looking for, I'm looking with in the area of employment, and guess what? It showed up. Good or better. I told them, all 3 of them, stop listening to what everybody around you is saying. There is no work. There are no jobs. And every one of them told me, this is the best job I've ever demonstrated in my life. Now, this is the power of right action. And the power of right action is the power of right ideas. And what is the power of right ideas? As we turn on the light and it overcomes darkness, all we have to do is understand that a right idea will shed light in a dark area of your life, no matter what it is. As light overcomes darkness, so statements of truth neutralize that which contradicts the truth, which contradicts happiness, which contradicts success, which contradicts love. This is right knowing unfolding. And right knowing unfolding is nothing more than faith in right action, in action. To correctly sense the relationship between the universal I am and the individualized I is an important thing to do. The human being is a what? The human being, my dear friends, is a reflection, a manifestation, an embodiment, an incarnation. We are the offspring of the infinite. Doesn't matter what term you use.
This is Reverend Dr. Cynthia Neal. I would like to personally invite you to our healing mission service this evening at 7:30 p.m. at Center for Spiritual Living, Fremont. This is a rare opportunity to work with Master Teacher and veteran minister Dr. J. Scott Neal one-on-one in a supportive environment. This interactive service encourages audience participation, and Dr. J. will be right there to take your personal prayer requests and answer them on the spot. If you are ready for positive, effective change in your life, join us this evening at 7:30 p.m. There is no charge for this event. For more information on all our events, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org. And now, back to The Power of Positive Purpose with Dr. J. Scott Neal.
Lao Tse said, "If there is righteousness in the heart, there will be beauty in the character. If there is beauty in the character, there will be harmony in the home. If there is harmony in the home, there will be order in the nation. When there is order in the nation, there will be peace in the world." Now, this is where we need to be if we're going to be right action in our own life. In Isaiah 58:11, it says, "And the Lord shall guide thee continually." Lord, meaning law. The law of mind guiding us continually means that we are awake to the realization that it is done unto us as we believe. Our belief system is creating our world. We are cause to that which we experience. We are cause to everything that happens in our life. If we don't like what we see outside of us, we need to see the truth within us and let the truth look out of our eyes and redefine our consciousness and our word, therefore our experience. The science of mind is, my dear friends, the science of your mind. It is totally personal. It is independent of anyone else's thought. It is also the name of a great book. It's the name of a fine magazine. But your application of the clear ideas that are presented to you on this program or in your Religious Science Unity Divine Science Centers for Spiritual Living, the books that we study from Emerson to Butterworth to Charles and Myrtle Fillmore to Ernest Holmes, Fenwick Holmes, Raymond Charles Barker, Robert Bitzer, J. Scott Neal, any of the writers of New Thought material, it is all leading you to yourself and challenging you to wake up to the beautiful within you. There's a wonderful song we sing. It says, "I am the face of God." You are the face of God, my friends, in everything you do. And as you allow yourself to understand this truth, that unlimited potential in you as you is only waiting for your next idea to become your experience, what happens is you are, by way of application, a clear idea in action, and the application of clear ideas presented to you on this program or anything else you study along the New Thought line is something that is designed to allow you to wake up to realize thoughts are things. Change your thinking, change your life. Fundamentally, you cannot dodge your own mental or emotional causation. You can't do it. No one can. Everybody is what they think about all day long. Thank you, Emerson. Emerson's idea, we are what we think about all day long, is beautiful. But you see, most people think they are able to do what they're doing without changing their mind. And this, my friends, is self-delusion. If you think the same way, you're going to keep having the same experience. George Bernard Shaw said, "We have no more right to consume happiness without producing it than to consume wealth without producing it." Now, what does this have to do with right action? It was Dr. Ernest Holmes who defined righteousness this way. He said, "Righteousness is the quality of being right, honest, or one is righteous who acts from a sense of justice. He or she performs right action because they could not act from any other principle." Now, whatever is happening in your life is the right action of your consciousness. You can't have wrong action. What you think about becomes form. What you think about becomes event. There is a transcendence within us. The realization of this is the realization that as we begin to locate this power, this love, this infinite life within ourselves, we begin to understand that it is the process of removing all the barriers in our life. When the great teacher 2,000 years ago said, "I and my Father are one," what he was teaching was the realization of the greatest prayer ever uttered, "Our Father which art in heaven," which he said is within us. "Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. It is holy, it is whole, perfect, and complete. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth, the outer experience as it is in heaven," which he said is within us. So whatever's going on within you will become your earth experience. Next to Jesus, probably no other person who's ever lived has described this kind of transcendence better than, you know, a couple thousand years pass and all of a sudden who shows up? Ralph Waldo Emerson. And Emerson, probably in the greatest series of essays ever written, said this: "There is one mind common to all individual men. Every man is an inlet to the same and to all the same. He that is once admitted to the right of reason is made a free man to the whole state." What a claim. What a great idea. You see, the realization of this allows you to look out of your eyes and see only good, to see answers, to look for the best in people. The metaphysician eye is what's important. If you go to a doctor, they're going to look at you through the eyes of their training. If you go to an acupuncturist, they'll look at you through the eye of their training. If you go to an astrologer, they'll look at you through the eye of their training. If you go to a metaphysician, someone in religious science, unity, divine science for positive prayer, the practitioner will look at you through the eyes of a metaphysician and will see not the problem, but the truth of you. Because we know there's nothing to heal. We know that the truth of you is God unfolding, and the only thing it needs to change is an idea. If you go to a practitioner and you have something happening that you could define as a problem and you're too close to it to see the answer, go to a practitioner and they will see the answer. And if you know all they see is the truth of you, which is the answer for you, and you believe that they believe it, it's the same as if you believe it, because there is one mind. In Dr. Ernest Holmes' wonderful Science of Mind textbook on page 230, he makes this statement: "But the eyes of themselves cannot see. The mind within does the real thing, the real interpreting of what the eyes look upon. The eyes can truly be called the windows of the soul. They templify the ability of the mind to discern and to understand. They typify the ability of the mind to discern and understand." That's on page 320 of the Science of Mind textbook. Now, where do we get this in the Judeo-Christian Bible? In Proverbs 20:12, it says, "The hearing ear and the seeing eye, the Lord hath made both of them." Out of what? You see, if the universe is universal and the infinite is infinite, and we look at everything within the infinite, we realize that if the infinite made it all, it only had itself to make it all out of. Therefore, everything you are is it. And since we are the highest form and expression of it, we know anything about within it, we must be the most like it. Therefore, if we let our eye be single and see the world from oneness and learn to think critically from oneness, you see, most of the people out here in the world think critically from duality. And many people are attracted to the New Thought teaching. And what they are for a period of time is they are in duality trying to understand oneness. If they keep studying and have the breakthrough, which we all do if we study long enough and commit ourselves to it, in such a way that we know that the more we know, the more we know there's more to know, all of a sudden we wake up and realize that the simplicity and the power of this teaching is beyond what we can think. So the only thing left to do is to think as it instead of about it. And at that point, we begin to think critically from oneness. And our oneness understanding looks at duality and understands it. We are moving from God through God to God. What if you today could move forward in your life and say to yourself, that which I behold, I pronounce good. I behold my body and I pronounce it good. I behold my work and pronounce it good. I behold my children, my significant other, my home, my work, my play, and I pronounce it good. Knowing this, I lift my consciousness. And as I lift my consciousness and let my lifted consciousness look out of my eyes, I see everything in my life in a different way. I uphold this in my heart and mind, and I choose to do that which is right and good. And as I do the moving forward from decision through consciousness to experience improves everything in my world, including my body, mind, and experience. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont, thanking you for sharing this time with me this morning, inviting you to join with us every Wednesday evening at 7:30, every Sunday morning at 9:30 and 11:30. Our address is 40155 Blakeow Road in Fremont. Come down the Nimitz Freeway to Stevenson. Go toward the hills three blocks. You'll be at Blakeow and Stevenson. You'll see the Arco station on the corner. Take a right and you'll be right in our parking lot. We would love to see you. And if you come see us, say hello to me and let me know that you heard about it on the radio.
Thank you for listening this morning. If you have enjoyed Dr. J. Scott Neal on the power of positive purpose, you might like to know this radio program is based on his book by the same title. If you would like to download a free chapter from his book, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org/the-book. This radio program is made possible by the generous donations of our members and listeners. If you would like to support Dr. J. Scott Neal's presence on the air, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org and click the button on the right-hand side that says Contribute Online. All donations, of course, are tax-deductible. Even a small donation of $10 or $25 can go a long way to make this program possible. If you do not have internet access, feel free to call our office at 510-656-9955. We appreciate you listening and invite you to join us every Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. right here on KEST Radio, 1450 AM.